All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to the audit meeting for May 27, 2021. And I believe the vouchers have all the necessary signatures. We do have a couple of transfers that we need to attend to. The first, actually, we can take them all together if you would like, interest of expediency. I would need to wish to entertain a motion that $7,000 be transferred from account A1990.4, which is general contingent, and to account A1940.4, which is general purchase of land. And the purpose of this transfer is for payment of the survey for the purchase of land that the town made and expanding its recreational holdings on Fort Edward Road. The next one would be to transfer $4,852.83 from account TS8160.4, which is a transfer station contractual, to account TS8160.2, which is transfer station equipment. And the transfer of funds is for the purchase of the new technology that has been recently installed at the transfer station. And then the third transfer would be for $948 from account A1990.4, which is general contingent account. And it would go into account A6510.4, which is general veteran services. And this is this transfer of funds for the purchase of flags for veterans' graves for Memorial Day. And the county, all towns in the county this year will be receiving $2,500 for veterans' purposes. And I had met with the commander of the VFW, and one of the items that they would like to have the funds expended on is for flags for the veterans in our town cemeteries. And they have graciously offered, if it hasn't already been done, to go out and put the flags on the graves. So is there a motion to move all three of those transfers?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Then we need a resolution to increase appropriations. And this would be an amount of $7,500 to account GI8110.4, which is sewer contractual. And the purpose of this increase is due to the sewer consolidation fees and increased fees for sewer use from the city of Glens Falls in 2020. And we need to accommodate that or recognize that financially. Somebody like to move that?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Anything else?
I don't have anything else.
If not, I'll entertain a motion to pay the bills as budget.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Tammy.
You're welcome.
Have a very long day. Appreciate all your assistance
and you're
getting
us
ready and the board getting our necessary signatures.
John, thank you.
Hey, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All righty, I'd like to welcome everyone to the May 27, 2021 Moreau Town Board meeting and ask the deputy clerk to call the roll.
Councilmember Newman?
Here.
Councilmember Van Castle?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuznick?
Here. And Councilmember Hogan has a prior commitment this evening, so not be with us. And at this time, I ask everyone to please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. First order of business is have some minutes. And we do have a couple of changes that I just wanted to point out. I haven't seen these already. The first one would be for May 11th, 2021. And look at page 141 of the draft minutes. Third box down, the pay rate for Caleb Carrick was listed at $14.50 per hour, and what the board actually adopted was the $14 amount, which I believe is provided for at our organizational meeting. So you just need to change that. Also, page 147, second bold heading down, CDBG program has a typo on it there. Says PRJOGRAM, and you don't need the J there. And other changes on that one. The workshop, I think that's okay. So with those changes, entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
We approve most of the minutes.
Yeah, if we can we do that? Yeah, we can do that.
Right.
Okay, make up everybody was here for both of those.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for May 4th, 2021 town board workshop and May 11th, 2021. Town board meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then we have brought to my attention. On the minutes for April 27, 2021, there was a resolution that was adopted creating the townwide recreational capital reserve fund expenditure. And what was read into the record was accurate. What we voted on was accurate. However, the meetings don't reflect the accurate number. And if you look at the resolve section, the dollar amount that was specified was $7,500, and the actual amount should be $15,000. And so we need to, because this is a legal document that is part of the application process, we need to correct that number to accurately reflect what was voted on. So if somebody would like to offer a motion that those minutes be amended to change the dollar amount in the first resolve from $7,500 to $15,000, that would be great.
What were the numbers again?
Yeah,
unless you want to.
No. Well, you can just say a little bit.
Oh, so moved.
Yeah.
Okay, so moved.
Second. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So we're all set on that?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I also wanted to point out, before we get too far down, that the town of Monroe has opened to the public during normal work hours, so Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Our town board meetings are still being held virtually only, and that is being done under Executive Order 202.107. Which extends that authority to local governments through June 9th, which like we continue to utilize as soon as that this evening. The Next item we have is set future meetings and workshops at our workshop on the draft solar law for the town of Monroe. Board was ready to set up a public hearing date. And I have two dates in June that I can do in the evening. And they are Monday, June 28th, and Tuesday, June 29th. And although Council Member Hogan is not available with us this evening, he is available for those two things.
I'm present for him.
I'm on vacation that week.
Oh.
First one in a year and a half.
How long are you out of?
A week, that's just that week.
For that week, so that puts you in the first week of July.
Yeah. Also remember that you can't act on the law until after the county votes it.
Oh yeah, I know.
Right, so the county wouldn't vote on it until the 17th, it looks like.
Of June.
Of June, yeah.
Well, we can schedule it into, my calendar for July. I may be out of town myself, but I'm not sure what day is. So we can tentatively schedule it if you want.
Is that a public hearing with something you would normally be present at?
Yes.
Just, yeah.
But so I mean, it's not something I need to be present at because it's a public hearing,
right.
So you're listening to the
right.
public,
not.
You're not responding to the public necessarily. And I can always look at it as now I can come, obviously. I throw that out there since I've been involved, but that's the dates that work for you folks.
Well, I think
well, we can always have someone come. That's not me. That's not the issue. I just wanted you to be aware. Trust me, I'm not the one to make decisions, so I don't need to be present.
No, but I think it's important to hear what the public has to say. And so when board members ask questions, that probably would be pretty helpful.
It would be better for me to be here, but I can listen to, I can watch the recorded Zoom. That's up to the board members.
Board members.
I'm open to, I mean, if you're saying it doesn't matter, you can watch, it doesn't matter, you can watch it. You know, we can tentatively schedule it at this point. I know we have the approval from, or those dates from Mr. Hogan. We're getting into that first week in July. I know I'm busy a lot of that week as well. It's the 4th, 5th.
Yeah, I'm out that week. So we'd be into the middle of July. I think I'd rather see us get a schedule.
4/29.
Yeah.
And the council's coming out and wants to schedule for July.
Okay, he wants to schedule for tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Tomorrow we go.
He wanted to schedule a year ago.
Exactly.
At least for the council.
So then that will require a resolution, a motion, a resolution adopted, set a public hearing date. Right?
Yes, you should have a notice.
Oh, okay. So if everybody's okay with the 29th, here. That's the first page I have, right? Do you have a copy of the notice of public hearing?
It's not a resolution, it's just a notice. It's not a paper. You would just say you're going to set up.
Okay. So I don't have to.
Motion to set up the state, so I can just go through the motion.
All right. So what time would you like to do?
Six o'clock. You took 29th.
Yeah. So then I've entertained a motion to set a public hearing for to consider the draft local law in relation to adopting the code. For a town of Monroe, by adding a new article 14 solar energy systems. to chapter 139. Very cool.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So do we have that 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
June 29th. All right. And we don't have to do anything else with the solar law right now?
You have to.
Call sticker?
Yeah. Well, you should declare the dates.
All right. Go ahead. Have that.
It's definitely.
All right. So, as a follow-up to that, then I entertain a motion to that the town of Moreau declares itself lead agency for secret on that proposal.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous.
I will send out the letters and I will send it to county planning.
Okay. Good. Thanks. Does anybody else, does anybody need any other meetings?
No.
No, because I got to tell you, I have not reviewed anything that came in after I sent my email.
Do I
have a So we can get it as an agenda item at the next meeting. I know this is important to several of our residents. That have important issues. I have received correspondence from Summer Cross and others as well that have faced similar situations. So we'd like to get that draft form so we can get additional input and move that process forward. So. Anything else under meeting to the way good for now. So item three is the usual placeholder for COVID-19 update, and just briefly. Continue to have good news to report. The 7-day rolling average testing positivity rate as of today has dropped now to 1.1% for Saratoga County. There are presently 102 active cases. 13 individuals are hospitalized at the moment. In the town of Moreau, there's presently 11 active cases. As has been the case to date, zero deaths in the village of Southwest Falls and zero active cases there now. As of May 27th, 60.7% of Saratoga County residents have received at least one vaccine dose, and 52.6% have are series complete in their doses. And one of the things that very pleased to report, because Saratoga County has made vaccinating our most vulnerable population the top priority. We now have 84.1% of our seniors in the county that have received at least one dose, and 78.3% are considered series complete. And the number is actually a little bit higher than that, because that doesn't take into account individuals who go to Arizona, Florida, snowbirds that get vaccinated there, and it doesn't account for those in our veterans that are receiving doses through the federal government. So very good numbers for that. So that's all I have for the COVID update. Item four on the agenda is the Highway Department requests. The Highway Department, Highway Superintendent is unable to attend this evening. He does have a couple requests in there. One of them includes repair of the New Holland tractor mower. I'd like to table that request because we are working to we put out a request for proposal that includes a trade and the numbers that we received for the purchase of a new tractor. And it was as is when they came and looked at it. I don't think we should be spending that money on something that could potentially be traded. I do have additional questions that have arisen regarding three tractor quotes and the recommendations that Paul has. And if we're going to spend over $100,000 on the tractor, I'd like to have the Iowa Superintendent available for that meeting before we take action on that. We had a request for a speed limit reduction in Winterberry Lane. I reached out to Paul for his input on that. Board members should have a memo saying that he's asking the town board to petition the New York City DOT to authorize a speed reduction to 20 miles per hour in Winterberry subdivision. Present posted speed limit is 30 miles per hour. We don't petition them, we send them a letter requesting the change. Typically, we're not very successful, but upon his recommendation, the board would like to move forward with that request. I'm happy to have Tom Clerk, I think, does the request to New York State DOT if you would like to try to clerk to do that.
Yes, I think that would be a great idea.
30 miles an hour small dog ride over it's supposed to be it's too fast to go through it. So yeah.
All right. So on the point. We need a resolution on that request. Okay. So if you could make your office aware of that, that'd be fantastic. We have a request from the Highway Superintendent for Colton Place Recycling at Mott Road. This is, I believe we budgeted for that in the 2021 highway budget. And we have a state contract price of, certainly the county contract price, all the contract is a 20-PWPR-20R. And this would be to do a cold in place recycling for approximately a 1 mile section of Mott Road from the railroad crossing to the town road. To the town line. Sorry, the town. Half a Mott Road, town road.
Right.
So I think he's referring to that section coming west from the tracks. But anyway, we had budgeted $94,200 in the budget. It would come from account DB5112.493.3, and the amount would be $82,837. And Paul's recommending the Gorman Group out of all of them. So, if somebody would like to move that.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. That's all I have for the highway. Item five on the agenda is planning and zoning board. We talked about fences already. That was an item I was going to bring up under that. We'll get that on the agenda hopefully for the next board meeting. I know board members have provided some excellent feedback for council to incorporate. We should be ready to go then. So we have board members received an email from the town clerk regarding the email that Tricia Andrews, who has announced that she will no longer be transcribing planning board and zoning board minutes as required by law. And she had graciously agreed to stay on until we found someone to complete that task. And now we've gotten to the point where we will need somebody before the next planning board in June. And we, I know we posted it. We haven't got any interest on that. And Leanne's looking for a direction on that. I personally think, as the clerk does for the town board meeting, that the clerk of the building department, and that should be maybe rolled into the new position moving forward. I've been announcing a retirement shortly, and maybe we should consider that as part of the duties for a planning board, see if we can roll that in there. Because it's only, what, two nights a month?
Right, for planning and zoning.
Yeah. Do any other municipalities have their building department do that?
Not that I know of. It's usually an extra person that does it, but I can look into it. I can call around and see what they do.
I mean, it just, nobody's, and it's not just symptomatic of what's going on out there. People just can't get people to do a lot of jobs out there, and whether it's in local government or in seasonal occupations, it's a real problem. And, we saw that trying to hire lifeguards, out there being training out there, a lot of certifications had lapsed, and makes it really challenging to meet the need, the requirements of state DOH. So if you have any ideas, the clerk is looking for suggestions.
I was just wondering, this is something I'm definitely going to have. It has to be done. What about one of those temp agencies or something, just until we do decide if we want to put it on the town board or something? We might have somebody through the temp agency who just wants to pick something up 3-4 days, 4 meetings a month or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that might be an idea.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well,
got to get it done.
It's usually they just put an ad out there, and it's somebody in the community wants a part-time job. It's a few hours, maybe 10 hours. We have really long meetings, some a month, if that. It's not as, it depends on how many. I mean, you guys have a lot going on this town.
Well, it's going to be.
So we've had 2 planning board meetings a month is what we've been doing. Had to do, plus a board meeting. So it's 3 meetings a month, and they're usually 3-hour meetings, 2-3-hour meetings. And then she has to, or he has to put together the minutes afterwards. And this is different than the transcription that has to be done as well.
Yeah. So, and
okay, maybe one. I don't know how that all works, but I know there's temporary employees. That's what we're looking for right now, is somebody just to get in here now and fill that position.
You might want to reach out to different municipalities to see if they have anybody who would do an IRA with us for some time with the village or Northumberland or Milton. If they have anybody right now who would be willing to take it down for a little bit.
They're coming from the southern part of Canada and probably going to want a vehicle.
That's right.
All right. I'll reach out to my colleagues, see if we can draw up some interest that way, at least to help us get over the hump. And, are we still advertising on our website? Is that still there? Do we mention what the rate is? Maybe we need to do something. I think it was per session, right?
I thought it's an amount per meeting. That's how I thought.
Yeah, right. That's right. I think it's like 60, 75.
You're 75.
75, right?
Yeah.
Well, that may have been for the connection.
I think that was for a period of time when it was the transcription was being required. We have to go back and review those minutes. I think that we had a stipulation around that stipend or increase that we gave. I don't remember it without looking it up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, in the meantime, I'll reach out. Hopefully, we can get a temporary fix for that. We can look into temp agencies too. We'll see. come up with. When's the next board meeting?
21st, and there's going to be a lot on that.
We still have
it is on the website.
It is on the website. Does it say what the pay is?
$75 per meeting to attend and prepare minutes, with an additional $25 per meeting to prepare the transcribed minutes. So those are the two different parts of the you have to do now. That second part, once we're done with the Zooming, wouldn't have to do that.
Okay. All right, so there's that. Item six on the agenda is boardroom audio. After further investigation, we thought that the microphones system could be expanded beyond, I think we have four now. Apparently that's not the case. And so we do have a quote from an IT vendor that we work with. And has been intimately involved with updating many of our systems here and at other locations in town. It is from StoreTech, and this would be to replace the microphone system, again, because the system currently isn't expanded. And this would give us an option to have eight mics over the four that's available. And total cost for that quote would be $1,081.77. And I'm not going to get into all the details, but it's basically microphones, necessary hardware, professional services to get them installed. The scope of work would include removal of the existing four-channel mic microphone system, the install of the new system. The town would be responsible for allowing the vendor access to on site as necessary. And we can also get advanced project management option. I don't know if that's not included in the quote, but we do have that option for additional $500.
In this particular project, I would recommend it is not big enough to warrant that.
Okay.
So the one that is included at no cost is part of the quote.
Okay. So my recommendation would be to go at the amount, the lower amount of $1,081.77 for StoreTech. Out of Queensbury.
So moved.
Sorry. Yes. Yeah.
Like Mr. Hughes, not abstaining. Okay.
So, any discussion on that?
I know we do this, so I'm looking forward to increasing the sound quality for our meetings.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'll recuse myself from this vote.
Council members Noonan and Donahue are in favor. Let the record reflect that council member in Tassel is recusing and of course I am in favor of it. Item 7 on the agenda is water department. We've got a couple items to take up this evening. The first one, and I hope that the board members have a copy, have received a copy of this, dated April 28th from Tavner, Ryan, Kinnery, LLP. There are special councils that have been working with the town on consolidating our water and sewer districts. We need to adopt a professional services agreement for them to continue that work. And within the contract, the fees for that work on an hourly basis are listed as follows. consultants will be billed as follows: partners at $230 per hour, associates at $170 per hour, and paralegals at $95 per hour. The agreement would be, as I indicated, between the town of Moreau and the Tavern Ryan Kennedy LLP from 18 Corporal Woods Boulevard, Suite 8 in Albany. And the agreement would be in place for a year, I believe, right? And so if the board would like to take that up, the resolution would have to include authorizing the supervisor of the town to sign the agreement for professional services.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion on that? I just have a question that you can Carlos can know. So we have an agreement, proposed agreement for both water and sewer. Do we do them separately or do we do them together?
You can do one motion to sign for them.
All right, so I can't remember what I said. Was it just for water? Water consolidation?
I think you just said consolidation.
All right, so specifically the agreement to engage professional services of this firm would be for both water and sewer consolidation efforts. Sewer digital consolidation.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then that requires a follow-up resolution that designates the town board as lead agency.
So what, not that?
Yeah, why don't you give the board an update on that?
Sure, I can do that. So before you tonight are two resolutions with respect to the project you're endeavoring to consolidate all of your water districts. So in order to do that, you have to go through your secret process, and then you have a resolution to endorse the joint consolidation agreement. In order to consolidate, there are specific statutory processes that you have to go through, and this is the beginning of that. So you have before you the resolution declaring the town board lead agency for the consolidation of the water districts. This is solely water we're talking about tonight. And then once you adopt that one, it would be a resolution endorsing a joint consolidation agreement. You all should have the agreement and the summary of the agreement, which sets forth what it means to consolidate both water districts and how it can be paid. And there's a map plan sewer, a map plan report that goes along with this as well. So you should have all of that tonight to start the process. Is the seeker, and then the adoption of the a resolution. And all the resolution does is endorse the joint consolidation, and that starts it, that it goes out to the public and moves the process along.
Okay. So the first item we need to take up would be the resolution designating the town board
the agency.
Lead agency.
Correct. Yeah.
And do you have a copy of that too?
I do. Did you want to read it?
Would you like to, or I can read it for you?
Resolution designating the town of Moreau as lead agency pursuant to part 617 of the State of New York Environmental Quality Review Act with respect to the consolidation of 6 water districts and 9 water district extensions, to wit water district number 1, water district number 1 extension number 1, water district number 1 extension 2, water district number 1 extension 3, water district number 2, water district number 3, water district number 4, water district number 4, extension 1, water district number 4, extension number 2, water district 5, water district 5, extension number 1, water district number 5, extension number 2, water district number 6, water district number 6, extension 1, water district number 6, extension number 2, into one consolidated water district subject to the completion of proceedings pursuant to Article 17-8 of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York, Whereas the town of Monroe has heretofore established the following six water districts and nine water district extensions, to wit, water district number one, water district number one extension one, water district number one extension two, water district number one extension number three, water district number two, water district number three, water district number four, water district number four extension number one, water district number four extension two, water district number five, water district number five extension one, water district number five extension two, water district number six, water district number six extension number one, and water district six extension number two. And the said town of Monroe, on behalf of the existing water districts and nine extensions, wishes to consolidate the aforementioned six water districts and nine extensions into the town of Monroe Consolidated Water District number one, a municipal corporation existing pursuant to the laws of the state of New York and created pursuant to the provisions of Article 17-8 of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York, and whereas in connection with the consolidation of the aforementioned six water districts and nine extensions, the town of Monroe will need to review the environmental impact, if any, associated with the consolidation. Now, therefore, it is resolved that the town board of the town of Monroe be designated as the lead agency with respect to the environmental review associated with the consolidation of the six aforementioned water districts and nine extensions, pursuant to Part 617 of the State Environmental Quality Review Act. And it is further resolved that the town supervisor be authorized to sign any and all documents associated with the environmental review of the consolidation of an aforementioned six water districts and nine water district extensions pursuant to Part 617 of the State Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you very much, Jill. Would someone like to move that?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. And then we have one more resolution, essentially endorsing the joint consolidation agreement. And do you have a copy of that one as well? You want me to give you a break on this one?
No.
Okay.
Town Board, meeting May 27, 2021, a resolution authorizing the endorsement of a proposed joint consolidation agreement pursuant to Section 75.2, small a, and 752 of the General Municipal Law, consolidating six towns of Monroe water districts and nine water district extensions, to wit, water district number one, water district number one extension one, water district number one extension two, water district number one extension three, water district number two, water district number three, water district number four, water district number four extension one, water district number four extension number two, water district number five, water district number five extension one, water district number five extension number two, water district number six, water district number six extension one, and water district six extension two into one consolidated water district, subject to the completion of proceedings pursuant to Article 17-8 of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York. Whereas the town of Monroe has heretofore established the following town of Monroe water district extensions, to wit, water district number one, water district number one extension number one, water district number one extension two, water district number one extension number three, water district number two, water district number three, water district number four, water district number four extension number one, water district number four extension number two, water district number five, water district number five extension number one, water district number five extension number two, water district number six, water district number six extension number one, water district number six extension number two. And the said town of Monroe, on behalf of the six existing water districts, nine water district extensions, wishes to consolidate all of such areas in the town of Monroe Consolidated Water District number one, a municipal corporation existing pursuant to the laws of the state of New York and created pursuant to the provisions of Article 17-8 of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York. And whereas the town warned by and through its supervisor is desirous of endorsing and supportively entering into the annexed proposed joint consolidation agreement, consolidating the 6 water districts and 9 water districts extensions, 1 consolidated water district serving the following water districts: Water District Number 1, Water District Number 1 Extension 1, Water District Number 1 Extension 2, Water District Number 1 Extension Number 3, Water District Number 2, Water District Number 3, Water District Number 4, Water District Number 4 Extension 1, Water District Number 4 Extension Number 2, Water District Number 5, Water District Number 5 Extension Number 1, Water District Number 5 Extension Number 2, Water District Number 6, Water District Number 6 Extension Number 1, and Water District Number 6 Extension Number 2. And whereas the new consolidated water district will assume jurisdiction over all areas previously served by the 6 water districts and the 9 water district extensions, and whereas in order to consolidate the 6 water districts and 9 water district extensions, it is necessary that the town of Monroe comply with all provisions of Article 17-8 of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York. Now, therefore, it is resolved that the town board of the town of Monroe, acting on behalf of the town of Monroe, Water District Number 1, Water District Number 1, Extension Number 1, Water District Number 1, Extension 2, Water District Number 1, Extension Number 3, Water District Number 2, Water District Number 3, Water District Number 4, Water District Number 4, Extension Number 1, Water District Number 4, Extension Number 2, Water District Number 5, Water District Number 5, Extension Number 1, Water District Number 5, Extension Number 2, Water District Number 6, Extension Number 6, Extension Number 1, Water District Number 6, Extension 2, hereby endorses the attached proposed joint consolidation agreement, and it is further resolved that the town personnel and officers shall undertake the steps required under the aforesaid Article 17-A of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York to comply with the provisions thereof to effect such consolidation.
Thank you. I'd like to move that.
So moved.
Second.
Our discussion actually wrapped
to that. Read it again.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I just would ask that the clerk's office, when they're providing the official roll call on this, include Council Member Donahue on that second resolution and on the previous resolution that we just adopted. Do the same there as well, and change the date at the bottom to the current date of May 27, 2021 instead of 2020. We have it posted on the website. But it's not in the actual language, so as long as the sign up is accurate, we're okay. All right, so that's resolution one. Resolution two. Do we need to do anything with the appended?
No, it just needs to be appended to the resolution.
Okay. And can I make Joe read this?
No. I mean, you can do whatever you want. You are a supervisor, but I would not think.
We're not going to make you read that.
Okay, sure.
All right, anything, so underwater consolidation, do I have to address anything else tonight for that? Okay, great. Thank you for that, Joel. All right, so item 8 on the agenda is supervisor items. I have a few items. Let's go over real quickly. I wanted to announce on the record that I have received a notice that the clerk of the building department, Kathy Perez, has announced her retirement. And after 31 years with the town of Moreau, she will be retiring as of July 23rd, 2021. And her last day in the office will be July 22nd, 2021. And behalf of the town of Monroe and its residents, want to thank you for her service. And so with that, we have reached out to Saratoga County Civil Service to get names on the list. We've sent out the official request, canvas letter. So we're in the process of working through the active list. And I'll keep the board updated on that. Sales tax distribution, I just received that today, so I'm going to have to look at it myself. I'm sure it's very good news for Tom Rowe. So it looks like the town has received $187,647 in sales tax, and that means year to date, now sales tax that the town has taken is $857,787, and last year at this time we were at $697,599. So definitely moving in the right direction. The percentage change last year to this year at this point in time is essentially 23% increase, and year to date, May to May, percent change is 52.46%. So it's very good news. And that mirrors what's happening at the county as well. Total mail sales tax receipts were $11,227,174. And that's 7.2 million that the county received in May of 2020. The splash pad is operational, which is fantastic news in time for Memorial Day weekend. I want to thank the rec staff for ensuring that that is operational and we're ready to go. And we continue to make some aesthetic improvements down there, including seating and putting up a split rail fence. I don't know if that's up there.
Yeah, that went down there today.
Okay, so that's great. Unfortunately, we did receive some disappointing news. As you know, the town has been working to secure funding opportunities, CDBG funding opportunities through the CFA and CARES Act. And we most recently applied for 2020 funds to assist in our sewer project. And we received a letter of non-award for the project, meaning that we're not going to get any funding for that at this time. However, we do still have the application for 2021. So hopefully that'll come through on that. I received correspondence from constituent Shelley Wise in an email that's very much interested in restarting the community gardens that we used to have at our rec park. This was something that was well received in the past, and the interest kind of got away. We weren't doing it for a while, but this individual asked that it be discussed at this evening's board meeting, and indicated that I would bring it up. And I'm supportive. I mean, we have plenty of land. We're buying more land. We can certainly accommodate, you know, a community garden. I would just have that individual or individuals, whomever's interested, work with a rec leader, maybe come up with a location where that would be best placed. And we can have him get back to the show about that.
I think it's a great idea. I'd support it.
Everybody good with that?
Yeah, that's great.
And so she gave a detailed proposal to the board. I'll pass it on to rec leaders as well as the rec committee. If you have, did you keep for them?
Yeah.
The details on that can be worked out. How's that? Let's see. Mortgage recording tax. Back to good news. We received another payment. It's our April payment of $45,301.46. If you compare that with last year's check at this time, it's $26,000. So a lot of people are buying homes in the town of Monroe, which is fantastic news. Just affirms the, or confirms the fact that there's a lot of good things happening in town. People want to move here and raise their families, so that's great. The really good news, if you extrapolate the total to date, we are now at $327,425, which is essentially 89.92% of where we were last year, or of what we received last year. So, we're saving more revenue than we had planned on, so that's very good news. I also received, all board members received correspondence from Michaela Esty in relation to the property that I think we just closed on Forever Road.
Yes.
Did we close this weekend or last week? I know
two
I wrote the check.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yes.
It's all done?
All done.
All right. So we are proud owners of approximately 40 more acres to our rec program. I know I signed the checks for the closing. And so with that, there had been informal inquiries before we owned the property. So it wasn't anything that we really could address at that time. And they are looking for the potential for some regrading of an area that backs up on the
Winterberry Drive.
Yeah, Winterberry Drive. And so my recommendation would be maybe to have board members go down and take a look at it.
Yeah, I was there this afternoon. The biggest issue that we have to figure out is what's the liability to us? The way it was presented to me this afternoon, it's actually a couple of homes. The grade is quite steep from what they purchased, and it actually opens up what I would consider a safety issue with mature pine trees without much of a root base at this point in that sandy soil. In any windstorm, it's going to bring the trees back towards the homes. They would like to, with their own, no cost to the town, they'd like to be able to grade that a little bit flatter beyond the property line so that it can keep their property line, A, help the grading, and B, keep it a little bit safer. We should probably go out and visit the site sooner rather than later. I know they reached out a while back, we didn't own the property, so we couldn't give much feedback. One of the things they mentioned was part of their, with the construction of the new homes, soil and hydro seeding is part of that, and apparently that's going to be in the next couple of weeks. But I told them we are even close to giving them a decision. Other people should probably visit, and really has to be looked at from our legal counsel to make sure there's absolutely nothing that could push back on us. So that's where we're at with it. You all received the emails, I believe, Mr. and Mrs. Essie, and it's actually a couple of neighbors to the left of them, if you're facing the house. They're all kind of in the same boat. The way the grading works back there, sorry to take too much time, is it goes up like this, and then there's almost like a natural drop off in the back. So there's this kind of ridge of trees that are in a spot that they could, if the wind was right, come forward. They've removed all of the trees that supports those trees. So I do think there's a legitimate safety concern that we should take into consideration? I mean, I don't know what it works if it's proper trees from our property fall onto their property. If that's an issue.
Trees are there.
Well, now there are trees.
So it's on our
property. They want to use their resources to push them back down into this little spot. To they have no intention of going of using that property. They just want to make it safer so nothing comes back this way on their houses. Right.
I can. I'll send you the email
okay.
that she sent, so that you have more information from
okay.
a legal perspective.
You probably want to have your rec folks or highway or someone go out and look at it too if you're going to do some grading.
Well, we're not. They're going to do it all.
We're yeah, you're going to want to know what's going on.
Right. So it's the organization Friedman Excavating, which is the one that's in charge of that neighborhood down there. So they would do it. They just need to, you know, permission, and obviously they can't move forward until we've all done our part.
Yeah, if you want to send that to me, I'll look at it.
Okay. Can do that. Fire items. So a little while back, I remember maybe 2 meetings ago, we had there was an individual that took out a hydrant and we got costs to do it. Long story short, the cost to actually do the work and do the install was actually a little bit higher than what was quoted. And we, according to Jesse, I think that was coming off the what it was, would have cost at that time. The prices have gone up. So Nightmare has quoted us an annual premium of $948.90 to increase the limit on each of our 350 hydrants from the present $2,850 cost to the $4,300 each cost, subject to a $500 deductible. So the question is, you know, do we want to increase our policy on that?
Can we have the $500 deductible at current 28?
Yes.
Yes. Right.
It's $500 in deductible. That's the same.
Maybe one more instance that we're going to recover
yeah.
that cost or frequency that we've had instances with firefighters, but
yeah.
Financially, it seems to make some sense.
I would support this change. You know, we very trusting of Mr. Meager and I'm sure, so I would support this recommendation.
Okay. You looking for a motion, or do you have to get a
motion? Yeah, so the motion
more formal?
Yeah, the motion would read authorizing the town to increase the limit on each of our 350 hydrants from the present value of $2,850 to $4,300, subject to a $500 deductible, which is the same as currently in the policy.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We'll let Dave know that tomorrow. I want to make everyone aware that on May 25th, we had our successful county fire recycling program that was put on by the Saratoga County Soil and Water Conservation District. The town of Monroe was selected this year to be one of the points for as our reception area for those used tires. And it went off without a hitch. It was on May 25th, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. And I got an update from Dustin Lewis, who is their district manager. And he says, first of all, let me thank you for letting us hold our tire collection in your facility. It worked out perfectly, and I hope that our presence was not inconvenient in any way. We're able to take in 199 tires, And we had volunteers from 4-H shooting sports assist us with the collection, and as a result, they earned $378 for their organization. See the photos attached. We utilize volunteers to assist with the collection each year, and they receive a portion of the money that we bring in. So there's a picture of them holding them. They're very happy about that. So I want to thank them for locating that town row. Last but certainly not least, this week we had the first, we had the pre-construction meeting for sewer district number 1, extension 5, which you all heard so much about. And I have a copy in my office, anybody wants to take a look at it, of the schedule. Don gave an overview of pretty much to all those that are involved, the county, utilities, the contractors, subcontractors, and probably the most important and exciting information that came out of the meeting is that because the Exit 17 project is being is proposed to begin this year, later in the year, the contractors did not want to be interfering with their work. So rather than starting, you know, if you recall, their original plan was to begin down on Bluebird Road and work their way this year to Route 9. Their intent now is to start at Exit 17 and work backwards. And they are saying that their goal is to have it operational in the commercial corridor by the end of this year.
Fantastic.
So if you you also see that they've already begun staging equipment down by Exit 17 on the Hunter property, and they'll be staging some materials throughout the project. So you'll see more activity on that. So that's awesome. Very good news with that. And I don't think I have anything else under supervisor. So next item on the agenda is committee reports. I believe the direct committee was going to just update on lifeguards.
We have another lifeguard applicant, if that's what you're asking
yes.
about, but member of personnel committee nor rec committee has yet spoke with that individual, so we've asked the rep director to allow us to address it at the next meeting.
Okay.
So we'll be interviewing, one of us will interview that candidate. On that related topic of interviewing, we've got some candidates for the transfer station that we're also in the process of scheduling for the part-time position.
Excellent. And I had a request regarding the transfer station compactor roof replacement. My suggestion was to let it go to the rec committee for review. Hopefully, rec committee members got a copy of that.
Transfer station.
I'm sorry, it's transfer station.
I got it, and I was going to touch on that. If it needed to be replaced in 2019, I think we should probably take a good look at it and get it replaced, because the thing is, roof, you don't replace what needs replacing, getting something to more grounds, and it just costs more money. So I think maybe we should take a serious look at it. We'd have to get some new quotes. These quotes are, 2 years old.
Right.
But I think it'd be necessary to get, 3 more quotes, and if you get out of that, then you get it before it costs us more money. It's just my thoughts.
Okay, so you and Council Member Hogan want to look at that. So we'll, if you have information, we'll get it.
Okay.
Discuss it.
Get some quotes and see what we have there.
Perfect. Any other committee reports?
Yeah, personnel committee, Councilman Newman and I have been through interviewing a person that came off our list for the code enforcement officer that we desperately need, and fortunately for us, he's a good candidate. The name is Peter Bacham, B-A-C-H-E-M. We've been through the multiple rounds of interviews. All board members and supervisors have been given an opportunity to talk to him if they want, but I know that we've spent time with him. And others have met him. We've checked his references. He meets all the criteria. And so membership committee, not membership committee, personnel committee, would like to present a resolution that we extend an offer to this individual. Give you the details.
Yeah, we can, you want to take it up tonight?
Yeah, we'd like to take it up tonight. Yes. No, we the town and the residents deserve that position to be public. So, yeah. So, present a resolution that we hire Peter Bacham, again, Bachem, for part time code enforcement officer, subject to the completion of background check and all required physicals. We should also have a stipulation that there is a requirement that he needs to complete defined training within the first 18 months of employment. So Secretary County document as well as the State Department, I think, has defined, I'm just going to find that again, but there's a defined training that should be completed for the first 18 months. And it's a basic training for the job. So we'd like to make sure that's in the resolution also. We have budgeted for this position. We haven't had it for the whole year, so we'll certainly have some savings against what was budgeted. But the position that the rate we'd like to offer at is $20.25, which is what we have budgeted for that position. Again, it's a part-time position, but that would align with what we had in the budget.
Somebody like to move that?
So,
second. Any other discussion or comments?
No, I am looking forward to Mr. Bacham joining our organization. Personality is great. You're willing to work the hours you need him to work. So I think it's going to be a good fit for us. Open over.
Did you have any discussion about working on the weekends?
Yeah. So interestingly, he brought it up and he's open to it.
Oh,
so
great.
I think
that's how I get called.
Weekends. Yeah, I think a lot of stuff happens on the weekends too. So it's probably a good thing that. That he's willing to be out there. But one thing that we want to do, and we'll work with the building department, is have some preset schedule, maybe not necessarily in stone for every month, but at least a month in advance. We weren't anxious to get into figure out your own hours and fit them in when you want. I think we need to have a little more structure so we know when he's supposed to be here.
Okay.
Definitely willingness to work with us and around his schedule. He's currently, employed, will retain his full time employment, but he's got availability. And his references were really good.
Awesome.
And I think he'll be a good fit. He already has a bit of the understanding with how it works. He deals with code enforcement issues through the Queensbury Town Court as a court officer. So he's aware of the way this goes. So
you said it all the way
through. That's awesome.
And although he doesn't have the specific training yet, he'll get it. He has an awful lot of experience as a running his own business as a home inspector. So he's got the right temperament.
Great. Any other questions, discussion, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Any other committee reports?
A question for the personnel committee. I see we've got one application for the full time position. Did we get any more?
No, we'll add that person to the interview process. Also, I think the way I left that was that if you folks wanted to screen out, the transfer station wanted to screen out any of those applicants, I think you guys did on the part time, and that's how they ended up with us. I don't know if anybody spoke to that person yet, but if you would,
I might have known this guy. Yes, but some good background. He's got a lot of background, a structural background, and something that would help us out a lot. Yeah. So I'm going to reach out to him and then I'll get back to you.
Either invite one of us to join you, or you guys screen them out and then pass them over to our personnel. We'd be happy to interview them.
Sure.
Everybody knows I enjoy
that. I just haven't forgotten how long I've
been there. That's the only one so far.
All right. Executive session. Do we need an executive session? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anybody need one on board?
Nope.
Other business?
No, I just want to add, I spent some time on the all-terrain vehicle today with our rec leader, and he showed me the layout for the first 9 holes of our disc golf course. It's actually being designed by the gentleman who is designing one in the park. And little did I realize, that gentleman is as close to a professional disc golf player as you can get. So because we have the space that we have, this can turn into something actually really good for our town, our rec offerings. For example, this weekend he's been a little tied up because there's a big tournament this weekend in Crandall. He had to get that one taken care of. 150 something people signed up for that tournament to play disc golf in Crandall Park.
Yeah.
And he's looking at the fact that we might be able to have 2 full courses in our woods. So at some point, so we really got, this is going to be kind of real fun. Yeah. So I had no clue, to be honest with you. It's all out in the woods. I just went in the field and took frisbees, and they said, absolutely not. Those are boring. People don't like those. This is another reason. This will bring the most experienced, best disc golf players in the country to New York, which is wild, if you ask me.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
That's great.
Plus, it's a matter of offer for our residents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're asking for, well, that's something that we've given up.
Yeah.
Very
much. And on that note, I'd like to see a way for us to get some more people down there playing pickleball.
Sure.
And again, it's one of these things that right across the bridge, it's like this huge drop, like to the point of like almost a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
Our courts are a little bit less utilized, so we've got to figure out how to get our courts on the map as well. So, yeah.
I just want to bring to the board's attention, I had a meeting with Dan Belusha. He owns, off of Butler Road, zoned R3 over there. He very much wants to see the town's interested in him developing that with single family homes and potential duplex homes in there. And what he would like the board to consider is right now zone R3 over there. The potential to knock that down to maybe 1 acre lots or half acre lots, and which would require a PUD. And if we were willing to do that, he would run municipal water in off of Route 9 to it. And if there were developments that along the way that we wanted to hook in, he could make that happen. So food for thought.
Good.
So if you have any thoughts on that, shoot me an email. I'll get back to Dan on that.
Does he have, will he provide any early stage renderings of what he's really envisioning?
He can. He actually may have just sent something to me. He's done similar projects, I think he's in Queensbury. And I think he sent a color photo, but I just didn't look at it in detail yet, which I can share with the board. And very much willing to, he loves the town of Monroe, and we need help on a newly acquired project or land. Now, I talked about the concern we have about public safety and having another entrance. He'd be willing to work with us on that too. So that's all I have.
Okay.
That and other business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Joe, for pinching it in and reading those.